Cindy Roper, who's with the Clean Water Action Release Environmental Group, and she and her group are urging Pete Hoekstra, the former congressman who's running for United States Senate. He wants Debbie Stabenow's seat. They're urging Mr. Hoekstra to reject Great Lakes drilling project, and we want to talk with Cindy about that. Cindy, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Good morning.
Tell us about your organization.
Sure. Clean Water Action is a citizens organization that works on protecting Michigan's water. We are a national organization, so we work on a variety of federal water protection issues. We have over 250,000 Michigan members. People in Michigan like clean water, and Clean Water Action does has a number of programs designed to help protect our inland waters as well as the Great Lakes.
All right. Are you afraid that there could be some drilling in the short term?
Well, I mean, what we're concerned about is that Mr. Hoekstra told a Tea Party audience last week that he would support a new technology that allows you to drill into the Great Lakes. And he has previously voted against drilling in the Great Lakes, and so we can't figure out if he is pandering to a Tea Party audience, which is way outside of the mainstream within even the Republican Party, or if he is not sure what he voted on in the past, or if he's changed his position. So what we are doing is amplifying what he said to the Tea Party, letting other people know, the public, our members and others, that Mr. Hoekstra has taken a new position on this issue, and we're calling on him to, you know, come back into the mainstream and to ensure that we do not allow drilling for oil and gas in and under the Great Lakes.
Where does Debbie Stabenow stand on this?
Well, Senator Stabenow actually wrote the federal Great Lakes drilling ban that was adopted in 2005. She wrote the language, and then it was passed with bipartisan support, including Mr. Hoekstra's support, and it was signed into law by then President Bush.
Is Clean Water Action support drilling anywhere else but the Great Lakes?
Clean Water Action is really focusing its attention on renewable energy and on, you know, wind and solar energy, on energy efficiency. As you might know, there's a ballot proposal coming up on the November ballot that we are working to get signatures to qualify for the ballot, which would establish a standard of 25% of our energy here in Michigan would come from wind and solar energy and other renewable sources. So our focus is really on, you know, we have been reliant on fossil fuels, oil, natural gas for so many, many years, and we are getting $1.6 billion a year out of Michigan to pay for coal, and to really, that's money that's flushed away. We need to be taking that money and investing it in Michigan jobs to manufacture the parts that make these wind and solar devices. And that's the direction that we need to be heading. Fossil fuels are really the energy source of the past, and we need to be investing whatever resources we can in moving forward on the energy sources of the future.
All right. You know there's an untapped amount of natural gas. You're aware of that, correct?
There is an untapped amount of natural gas, and, it, you know, again, at some point we are going to run out of that resource, and then we're all going to be running around wringing our hands and wondering what we're going to do in order to move away from natural gas and from oil. And our point is, we know the end of that resource is coming. Why don't
Call
we invest
rep.
Now on in moving forward?
My question to you, and you didn't answer it, and I just want to know, are you against, do you support drilling anywhere else but in the Great Lakes? I know you're focused on here, but I want to know where you stand on that.
Well, we are in Clean Water Action is a national organization, and so if your question is it just about the Great Lakes, or are we also concerned about the potential impacts of natural gas and oil drilling throughout the country? And if it's the latter question, we're very concerned about that, and we're working all over the country in states to ensure that the protections are in place. Right here in Michigan, you will sometimes hear it argued that Michigan has stronger regulations for natural gas than other states. Let's just use that example. Well, we believe that just because our regulations in Michigan might be better than in some of the other states, or even than, you know, many of the other states, that's not good enough. We have many gaps in protection here in Michigan. There are issues about the amount of water that is used when you're doing this new hydraulic fracturing that is so much in the news these days. It uses millions of, latest estimates, somewhere between 5 and 7 million gallons per well to frack, and that's water that is taken away from the local community, from the local rivers and streams, because chemicals are in, included in the fracking process, and then that water is having to be disposed of as a hazardous substance. And so, you know, there are tremendous issues that we face, and we are working, as I said, to get stronger protections in place if the drilling is going to move forward, if we're going to continue taking oil and natural gas from Michigan and from any other state. We need to make sure the protections are in place so that communities are not waking up and finding that their water supplies are polluted or depleted, or that their air quality has been reduced. We've got to get it right. And when it comes to the Great Lakes, obviously we have that we are doing everything we can to protect them. Mr. Hoekstra's, you know, about face on this issue is very concerning. And even his own opponent, Clark Durant, said absolutely no, there would be no drilling in the Great Lakes.
All right, Cindy, I understand that, but if we need jobs and we want to be more self-sufficient when it comes to having our own energy, creating our own energy, if we're not in a place where we really can fall back on wind and solar, and if we find that there's a great deal of natural gas or whatever we may, or oil in the Great Lakes, wouldn't it make sense to look into that?
Absolutely not. I mean, again, when it comes to the Great Lakes, there is what we know based on the best estimates available is there's about a 2 weeks, maybe 2.5 weeks supply of oil in the Great, in and under the Great Lakes. And when you think about putting our Great Lakes at risk for 2.5 weeks of oil supply for this country, it's just not worth it. And so we do not support, and, you know, Congress doesn't support drilling in the Great Lakes. The Michigan legislature passed a ban on drilling in the Great Lakes. But Mr. Hoekstra has taken a position that he is willing to allow drilling in the Great Lakes. So he is out of the mainstream of what we believe, what the, you know, public believes, what the Congress believes. And again, we think that it's election year politics on his part, and he thinks that he's going to make some political gains. His spokespeople have since that time tried to reposition him and say, well, he didn't really mean to say that, but it's on a YouTube video. You can hear it in his own words, but that is his position, and that he is the one that is stepping out on this, not, you know, not the rest of us.
All right. Thank you, Cindy.
All right. Thank you so much.